Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Did you hit the snooze?
Hit your snooze button! Push the button!
Oops. That's me hitting the snooze button.
What day is today?
Today is Friday.
Yep.
Friday.
You are going to love this.
Oh, yeah?
I've brought you the greatest gift of all.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
I give you...
Gentlemen, I give you...
The Weeknd.
The Weeknd.
The Weeknd.
Dwarf the White.
The Showtime.
Yep, it's The Weeknd. Friday.
Oh, my God.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up with our executive producer, Morty. It is 6:05 and looking forward to it.
I talk about it in my act, you know, when you wake up injured and you don't know why.
Have no clue.
No, and that's me today. I have, like, my middle toe is sprained.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I got out of bed. It was like, oh, ow, God. What the heck? I mean, it's like literally sprained. It's all purple. Mm-hmm. What did I do?
Well, you worked out yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody saw that on Facebook.
Yes, they did, Mike. I didn't overexert my middle toe, though.
Not at all?
No. No, that's my new, flirting, though. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, hey, when I take off my bra, my shoulder pops. Yeah. Wink, wink. I don't know what's going on. I don't know.
That's your new trick?
That's my new trick. Watch.
That's awesome.
But, yeah, I don't. It's like you go to bed fine, and then you wake up injured.
Well,
after about 40.
I'm almost there.
If it's the big toe, it would be, a lot of people might say it might be gout.
Right.
But it's your middle toe.
Nope, it's my middle toe. No, everything else feels fine. It's just that middle toe. That's all. Maybe I don't know. I don't know.
The other morning I woke up. Well, everything, I woke up except for my right hand.
Your hand did not wake up.
My hand thought it could see that's the weirdest feeling. I mean, you're just shaking it, and of course, you know, Jody laying next to me, still sleeping, wakes up. What are you
what
doing?
What are you doing? You woke me up.
I said I was up, except for my right hand,
not now. No, it's okay.
I'm just shaking my hand.
You're shaking.
That's all I'm doing. Take it easy. Stand down. Well, hopefully we'll make it through the Friday morning.
Yes.
Got a lot of things going on this morning. Sunshine, high of 90 today, but they say going to be windy over the weekend.
I know.
Just in time for our lucky duck event.
That bothers me. I know.
More on that a little bit later
on
this morning.
Do something, Janison.
It's 69 outside this morning. Carla will have her first dose of some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Big news on the Super Bowl halftime show.
Ooh.
It's been announced.
All right, we'll talk more about that and other stories after Bon Jovi and Runaway.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Huey Lewis and the News released their first new track in about 12 years. Now, we heard, I want to say maybe 7, 8, 9 months ago or so that Huey Lewis was, you know, he had tinnitus.
Yeah.
And was having a hard time. And I know that's something that kind of comes and goes. So this is really good news. The song is called Her Love Is Killing Me. We'll play a little bit of that a little bit later on. Jeff Lynn, ELO, also has a new song out and a new album coming out. So
wow.
I know. That's been a long time coming as well.
Mm-hmm.
Big news yesterday announced Jennifer Lopez and Shakira will co-headline at the Super Bowl halftime show February 2nd at the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. Now, more performers are supposed to be added over time. No word yet who, but that's a big show right there. If you've seen Jennifer Lopez, she doesn't disappoint.
And already people on social media.
Oh, I know.
Oh, it sucks. I can't believe. I'm not going to watch.
I'm that guy. I don't care for it.
It's just I don't know what the big controversy is, whether you like someone or not. It's 6 minutes of entertainment.
That's it.
I mean, is it that big a deal? I don't know what the big controversy is. Whether I like the artist or not, it goes by like that.
It's a halftime show.
I know. I mean,
you're not paying anything to watch it.
Yes, exactly.
Just enjoy it and move on.
Yeah, listen. And then you forget about it the next day, especially when it's Maroon 5. But anyhow.
Stop.
Def Leppard lead singer Joe Elliott. Now, they just wrapped up their residency here in Las Vegas. This is great. He says he doesn't think a movie about the band will be made anytime soon. Now, a biopic was done in 99.
Yeah.
And this was before they were even a thing. And he says it was actually pretty poor.
Mm-hmm.
But he says, you know, like Elton John, Queen, they're so iconic. I'd say before anyone tackles us again, if I was a director, producer, I would go straight to Lynyrd Skynyrd, Joe Elliott says. He said that's really an amazing story, and it probably needs to be told. They went through a lot. Also, until there's an incredible movie about the Rolling Stones, Beatles, Chuck Berry, I think Def Leppard will be on the back burner for a while.
Yeah. So. And again, if you haven't seen Carla's interview, the video of Carla's interview with these guys, it is amazing.
It was fun. It really was. I'll repost that. It was a lot of fun.
So it just go to our website, Mike and Carla Morning Show page, or search Def Leppard.
There you go.
On our website, 96.3kklz.com, to check it out.
A lot of fun.
It's time well spent, I'll tell you that.
Thanks,
much,
Mike.
Okay?
A lot of fun.
All right. 10K Payday Contest is back. Latest winner, Wayne Worley. Wayne Worley got the call from the Beasley banker. His reaction, finding out he's $1,000 richer.
That's awesome. Never figured I'd hear from you guys.
Well, guess what? And of course, we're so nosy. We're so nosy. Beasley Banker wanted to find out what he was going to do with the money.
Maybe go on a little fling with my wife or something, and have a little fun.
There you go.
Fling.
I love it.
All right.
Fling.
Next chance to win, 8 o'clock. Make sure you're listening for the new code word. Cash in on $1,000 and qualify for $10,000. And the grand prize in the 10K Payday Contest. All the details on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Carly, you had mentioned a couple of bits of new music dropped yesterday.
Yes.
Let's see here. This is a sample of Jeff Lynne. Jeff Lynne's ELO. It's called From Out of Nowhere, from the album of the same name. Listen to this. Sounds like
it
Jeff
sure
Lynne.
Does.
It sounds
that
like ELO.
Signature, almost like staccato harmonies.
Yeah,
it does.
All right, so that's Jeff Lynne, and that is called From Out of Nowhere. And then it's been over a decade.
Yeah.
Almost 12 years for Huey Lewis. We thought he was done.
Yeah, I know it. He's been dealing with that tinnitus.
Now, they have a new album coming out next year, you said. They don't have a title for it, but this track is called Her Love Is Killing Me. This is Huey Lewis and the News.
Burning hot, a big flame. Feels like a shotgun on a 22 frame. She's got soul. She's got a lot of heart. Does that make the mistakes fall apart? I ain't but half the man I used to be. Her life is killing me.
And again, it sounds like Huey Lewis and the News.
I really like that, actually. Gosh.
If you've never seen them in concert.
I was just going to say that. I hope they head back out.
They're
great.
Just a fun band.
So much fun.
So some new music from KKLZ artists.
Cool.
Back out at it. So there you go. All right. We always say you never know who's listening in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Well, the celebrity hotline is ringing. We're going to pick that up and find out who it is. Do that in a couple of minutes. It's Phil Collins.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Yeah! Let's get crazy!
96.3 KKLZ.
You know, Carla, living in Las Vegas, and we've said this before, you never know who's listening. Well, yesterday, you had mentioned something about Nicolas Cage renewing his relationship with Lisa Marie Presley.
Yeah, they were married years ago.
And a lot of people know that Nicolas Cage lives right here in Vegas.
Yep.
Well, you're never going to believe who is on our celebrity hotline this morning.
Good morning, Mike and Carla. Great to talk to you both. It's great to be on the show. I listen all the time. You guys are absolutely fantastic.
This is so cool. You know, I've run into Nick a couple of times. He likes the Oyster Bar over at the Suncoast.
Is that true?
Well, it's very true. Yeah, that's one of the places I hang out, you know, most of the time. I mean, I'm really busy. I'm trying to rekindle my whole career and do different things. But yeah, I like oysters every now and again, for sure.
Well, who doesn't, right?
Wow.
This is so cool.
The thing you were talking about with me and Lisa Marie, if you remember a few years back, you know, she flung her ring that I gave her into the ocean. And, you know, those were trying times, of course. And plus, one of the reasons we did get back together is, you know, she has a few of my comic books that she kept a hold of. Wow. So that's really one of the primary reasons.
Isn't why most guys get back with their exes to get back something that
the comic book, a t-shirt,
something,
right? a DVD
that she ripped off?
Yes.
But of course.
I guess you learned earlier in the year after that, what was it, a four-day marriage? You had a little too much to drink and said, what the hell? Yeah. I'm going to marry this one. But you learned from that, huh?
Well, thanks. Yes, of course. Thanks for bringing that up. I mean, I'm still trying to live that down.
I'm surprised you remembered it.
Right, exactly. I mean, you know, live and learn. You just really have to live and you have to learn. I mean, that's the two words, live, learn.
Uh-huh.
Vince Neil is looking for me.
Oh, jeez.
So I've got to go, you guys.
Oh, boy.
Hey, it's great talking to you. You've been amazing. Once again, Nick Cage, great actor. Thank you guys so much. Take care.
Imagine winning $10,000 to spend any way you want. Details on how to play the 10K Payday Contest. Coming up soon on the station, playing the hits of the 80s and more. Mike and Carla Morning Show, 7:04. And a lot of questions on Facebook. Getting texts. Did Carla ever get the scissors out of the package?
Oh, geez.
I saw this post from you on Facebook. I don't know how many other people have gone through this when you buy something that's encased in plastic.
I don't even know what happened to this. You know, we all have a good pair of scissors, right? Remember your mother? Get me the good scissors.
The good scissors.
I don't know. Do they all cut? No, the good ones. They're in the drawer. Okay. So I don't know where my scissors went. So, yeah, I bought a pair. I got two pair, you know, for the price of one. And I literally got it home, took it out of the bag. It was like, well, this is great. This is just great. I have no scissors. I did not know how to get this thing. And, I mean, it's in there. It is in there.
It's devil plastic.
Yes.
I call it devil plastic.
Yes.
That thing will slice you
up.
Oh,
my God. Why are these people not working at the airport? The people who are encasing this stuff, they should be at the airport.
I saw the picture and your post.
Oh, my God.
And I just started laughing because, like you said, you buy those scissors because you don't have a good set.
Right.
And then when you get it, you go, well, this is perfect. I don't have the old scissors anymore to help me get the plastic cut and get this thing going.
I wish that I would have set up my camera, because I had to go get, okay, remember the old little sewing kits that they used to leave them in rooms?
Yeah.
And there were those fake scissors in there that cut not even the thread.
Nothing.
But I tried to use that and I broke those because there's plastic on the handle. They're like 2 inches long.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to get out, I had like really dull box cutters.
Right.
So I could barely get it open with that. It was a pain. I cut my finger, dropped part of it on the ground with the scissors still in it, cut my knee with just the plastic I'm talking about. So, yeah, it was fun. It was real fun.
I wasted, 30, 45 minutes?
Pretty much. Yes. Stupid.
Sunshine today and windy over the weekend.
I know.
They say like 40, 50 miles per
hour. Come on.
71 now. A few things we think you should now get to that. We'll do it after Blondie. Heart of Glass.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, listen to this. I don't know if it'll happen over here or not, but Japan Airlines has a new feature when you book your seat that will show you where babies are sitting. So you'll know to maybe either stay away, or maybe if you have a child, you might want to be in the same area.
Right.
So there you go. I wish they'd come up with one that shows where people who take off their shoes and socks are sitting. How about that one? Man.
Haven't showered.
Yes, exactly. Let's shatter another gender stereotype. According to a survey done, men more likely to be very scared of bugs than women.
What?
Yeah. 32% of men say they are extremely scared of bugs. 22% of women. I think there are more guys who are scared of bugs. I do bet that. We've discussed that.
Mm-hmm. Spiders.
Yes.
Burn it down.
Yes.
Everything.
See?
All right.
Oh, my
Settle
gosh.
Down now. Really? It freaks you out?
I hate spiders.
Yeah.
I hate them.
No. Yeah.
Just literally, I will burn whatever it is down. Like,
Morty's
I don't want to be
guy.
Around it.
He's going to be in our
just
other
get
news.
A paper towel and pick it up and
no.
Let
it
out.
It might jump at you. Yeah. So, yeah, it might jump at your spit at you. You don't need that. Well, it'll spit right at you. You don't. Wow. And hey, a reminder, this Sunday is National Coffee Day. And I'm just reminding you because you can get a few things, free coffee and donut at Krispy Kreme, Dunkin' Donuts. You got to buy one, get one coffee deal. Circle K giving free coffee.
Yeah.
You use their app, Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf. And Mike, White Castle has free coffee with any order on Sunday. Oh. So I didn't know that they were known for their coffee.
Maybe when I make it down there, take somebody who likes coffee.
Right. Get the free coffee. You get the burgers. That's a trade-off, right?
That's a pretty good deal, I think. So.
Sunday, National Coffee Day.
I love it.
There you go.
Tomorrow, you and I are going to be co-hosting, along with Kevin Janison from Channel 3, the Las Vegas Lucky Duck Family Fest at Wet n Wild. This is all to raise money for Positively Kids.
Yes.
Now, you can still buy your ducks online. And to be quite honest, you don't even have to be there to win.
No.
But if you want to show up and enjoy a beautiful day out at Wet n Wild and with us, all the details on our website. So buy your lucky ducks. Have a chance to win some cash, some great prizes, and, again, to help raise money for Positively Kids, which does such a good job here in town. All the information on our website at 96.3kklz.com. Morty, I don't mean to embarrass you, but when I read this story, I thought about you this morning. Carla, I don't know if Morty told you, he ate something. What was it, last night?
Oh, yeah. I made some chicken. I grilled some chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And Russ... Mm-hmm. Gave us this spice.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I kind of went overboard with it.
Geez.
I just didn't know I was going to try it. And oh my goodness.
So he's halfway.
It scorpion?
Yeah.
Scorpion pepper?
See, anything that says scorpion pepper.
You don't like bugs to begin with, but okay.
So Morty told me he's halfway to work, and all of a sudden you get that feeling that you're not going to make it.
Like you're going to explode? Yeah.
Turned around and went back home.
Oh, geez. Thanks, Russ. Thanks a lot, Russ. This is great.
So listen to this story. A man was driving when a van started tailgating. I mean, was up close.
Yeah.
Started freaking the guy out a little bit. Then the guy received, I don't know how this works.
It's AirDrop. We use it in here a lot.
Yeah. Oh, do we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we do.
Which made the guy worry more, but he was relieved when he read it, and all it said was, I have to go to the bathroom. Let me pass.
Love it.
Is it that bad where you have
said,
to...
He said, read what he really wrote, Mike.
Poop. Let me pass.
Yes. Yes.
That guy's genius.
I think that First of all, sometimes if your, like, Wi-Fi's not on or something, it won't go through.
Right.
But it worked, and good for him. By the way, Russ just wrote me and said, it's not a marinade.
Well, maybe next time you should have directions with it.
Oh, man.
But this story reminded me of that scene. What's that movie? Next Friday?
Let me over. Please let me over. Yeah. I got a burning in my stomach.
Is that a gas station over there?
Pull over.
Oh,
pull
man.
Over.
Oh, that's, wow.
You feeling better, Morty?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just glad I made it home.
Just make it here halfway
too.
To turn around.
Jeez.
Jeff.
Dude.
Jeff, a Vegas film critic, Jeff Howard, talking about the new Rambo movie.
Cool.
Talk to him in about 7 minutes.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Every Friday at about this time, we check in with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in studio.
That's you.
Hello.
Talking about now.
Yes.
The big, I know you teased this last Friday.
Yes.
Is the Stallone movie.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't show critics, but this is the last installment, I think, of, you know, Stallone. He did the Rocky movies, and now he's doing Stallone. Is going back to the tried and true character of Rambo, and he's a total control freak when it comes to his content. So now Rambo is back. He's on his ranch somewhere raising horses in, I think it's Arizona.
Okay.
And he's kind of adopted a Mexican girl whose parents were abusive to her. So he's raised her, but she wants to find her real birth father.
Okay.
And he's in Mexico. So she goes against his wishes and ends up getting kidnapped, kind of like Taken, you know. She's taken by these drug cartels. And of course, living on this ranch, he's got all these underground tunnels that are booby trapped. So the cartel gets upset and they come after him, where he cuts off heads, where he's stabbing people brutally. This movie was so violent. It really took my breath away. But here's the thing. People were cheering. It was great to see Stallone go back in his element.
Wow.
High body count. He's got some emotional acting into it. It's nothing to write home about, but you know what? It was a good time.
It's Rambo.
It is. And I loved
exactly
it.
And it's Stallone.
I loved every second of it.
All right.
So tell me about Judy.
With confidence in my sexuality, I'm going to talk about
Judy Garland.
The Judy Garland biopic. I have been a movie musical fan my whole life, and Judy Garland, Frances.
Mike and I both.
She had a real tragic life, and the movie kind of shows her last days where she's performing these concerts in London, and her drinking is just out of control. Her pill popping is out of control. Yeah. And it also kind of goes back to the origin of Louis B. Mayer of MGM when he hired her and groomed her. Pills to go to bed, pills to wake up. Her eating disorder. She could never eat, you know, her own. And no social life. Everything was done around the studio. So you see where kind of where that began.
Yeah.
But also you see her struggle to keep her kids. You know, Lorna left.
Yeah.
And so Renee Zellweger is just amazing. She is channeling Judy Garland. She has her mannerisms down. She sings her own songs. So there's a whole gambit of emotions with this film.
It's something
to watch for. This was a lifetime performance for her. I know Liza Minnelli refuses to see the film. She wants to concentrate on the good stuff. It does a great balance. It's not a hack job at all.
But
it is an amazing biopic.
Follow him on Facebook, YouTube, and of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, have a great weekend.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, Mike, going back to what we were talking about with Morty and the really spicy story.
And the poop story?
Yes, and the poop story. Christine wrote in and said, listening to your show, she said, my son goes to UNR. My husband was on a trip and he had to yell out the back window, sorry, I'm passing you. I have to poop. She said, I guess great minds think alike.
Wow.
You know, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
And that seems so much quicker and easier than airdropping.
I know. But you gotta try to get on the side of them.
That's true.
Just in case. Yeah. So, but good on you.
10K payday contest. Your next chance to win $1,000 and qualify for the $10,000 grand prize coming up at the top of the hour.
It's time to play the 10K payday contest.
Your chance to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word, green.
Green, G-R-E-E-N, green.
That's right, Mike. For your chance to win $1,000 right now, text green to 45911, 45911. To win $1,000 and qualify for that 10K payday, get that word green out there online at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on your smartphone. It's free. You have it, right? Good. The code word again, green. 15 minutes to get it out there. Here's the deal. You might get a weird number calling you in 20, 30 minutes. Go ahead and pick it up this time. Could be the Beasley Banker telling you you're putting $1,000 in your pants for the weekend. The word green, 45911 is where you text it. Good luck.
By the way, the word is green, G-R-E-E-N. You still have a couple of minutes to text the word to 45911. Cash in on $1,000, 10K payday contest, or to qualify for the $10,000 grand prize. Just do it on the free KKLZ app or through the website, 96.3KKLZ.com. Sunshine today, but going to be windy tomorrow. Hopefully, it'll wait until after our Lucky Duck event at Wet n Wild. We're going to be out there noon to 3. High today, low 90s, mid 80s tomorrow, and upper 70s. Upper 70s by Sunday.
Okay. Wow.
It's only about 70 now. Carla will have another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Jerry Seinfeld still making millions. I'll tell you how much he's going to make next year.
All right. More on that and other stories. After a guy that we found out he only pays $9 to belong to this little gym to keep in shape. It's Bruce.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Sponsored by the Kane County Office of Tourism. Plan your adventure to Kanab at visitsouthernutah.com. Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, attended the Abbey Road 50th anniversary party last night at Abbey Road Studios. of course, they brought their wives, they brought family, just tons of people camped out just to get a wave at them and off of them. 50th anniversary, I posted, believe it or not, the Beatles released a new video for Here Comes the Sun. It's really cool with pictures that Linda McCartney took along the way.
Yeah.
Really cool. And I posted it on our website. So take a look at it. It's really, really cool. And 50th anniversary also this week for the debut of the Brady Bunch. I know. How about that? I know.
50 years ago?
50 years ago. Yeah, I know. So potato sack races all weekend long celebrating that.
And they still never found their dog, did they?
No, they didn't find their dog. The dog was on, like, I think the first season, and then no dog.
You never saw it again.
No, you did not.
It's
well,
like, it's like a Richie's brother on Happy Days,
yeah,
Chuck.
Exactly. Well, Mike, with a blended family like that, you probably, I'm sure one day somebody said, where's the dog? Oh, man. I can't remember the dog either. What's
Tiger.
His name? Tiger? Was it Tiger?
Tiger.
Okay. Well, he was on that long.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Even the dog's going, what happened to me? I thought
Mike,
I was on
I
the show.
Was I written out? I was written out, I guess. Sources say that Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld are getting between $100 and $125 million each from Netflix's new Seinfeld deal. So,
jeez.
Other sources claim it's even more than that. So, wow.
Hmm.
There's a comedian who did well, huh?
Right. Club comedian.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a cute little show.
Did
Can I
okay?
tell you something? He is one of my worst interviews ever.
Yeah.
And he came in the studio over at KLUC. This is when he used to show up at Catch a Rising Star.
Yeah.
Came in before, and and it was one word answers. Maybe I wasn't that good, but.
No, I worked with him at Catch a Rising Star.
Did one segment with him.
Nice.
Done.
Yeah. He's not real nice. I can tell
you
the story
rich.
Off the air if you'd like to hear it.
And George Wallace, your buddy George, our buddy George Wallace, best friends.
Oh, best friends. They were roommates.
Yeah.
They were roommates
well,
back
good
in
for
the
him,
day.
Then,
yeah,
I
know. And Mike, Jose Canseco.
Uh-huh.
Who? Jose Canseco preparing to make his pro wrestling debut.
Oh, yeah, brother.
Yeah. Doesn't it seem about right? Wow. If you've been following his career, this is the next step.
Why right not? Here.
Jose
Canseco.
People. So that's big news right there. I didn't want to leave that out.
Ooh.
So good Lord.
Ah, looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, the Lucky Duck Family Fest over at Wet n' Wild, all to benefit Positively Kids. You can still buy your duck online. If you can't make it out there, just buy your ducks and then wait to get the call that you've won some cool prizes, some cash.
Yes.
But if you want to find out more, you and I are going to be co-hosting with Kevin Janison from Channel 3. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have some great giveaways. If you want to stop by, say hi. Wet n' Wild, plus there's a family discount for tickets. All the information on our website at 96.3kklz.com.
What is your name?
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Get me up to the good stuff.
On 96.3kklz.
All this week, we've been giving away tickets to go see the Eagles over at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. Now, this will be the only time they stop in North America during this tour. And these tickets are for Friday night, tonight. So if you can go, give it a shot. We're going to play a round of Spy the Lie.
Okay.
And in this category, the category will be after the show, after the concert, I actually hung out with ... And all you have to do is tell us which one is actually lying.
Okay.
So, Morty, after the show, you actually hung out with who?
I hung out with Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam.
This makes me really jealous right there.
Jack Johnson.
Okay, well, you don't have to brag. I mean, really?
It gets better. Dave Matthews.
Wow.
And Tim Reynolds.
All right, John, what about you? After a concert, you actually hung out with who?
Tiffany.
Oh, yeah.
My 80s crush.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Wow.
Carla, what about you? After the concert, I hung out with?
Might not be that big a deal, but Mike Reno. Mike Reno from Loverboy.
Hit it off.
Had drinks. Yes, as a matter of fact. Yes.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, had drinks. It was a ton of fun. Yeah.
Were you working for the weekend?
He sure was. Jeez. He was a little, you know.
All right. After the show.
A little touchy.
I actually hung out with Richie Sambora. Yeah,
see, you guys make me jealous, all of you.
I don't know how.
You know I love him.
Even Jody, after the night, said how you guys hit it off, I don't know. But
yeah,
we ended up hanging out, talking sports, and it ended up he's a big hockey fan, and so am I. So
that's God.
All right. So a review, real quick.
Man.
Spy the lie. Which one of us is lying? Morty?
Oh, Eddie Vedder, Jack Johnson, Dave Matthews, and Tim Reynolds.
John?
Never. Tiffany?
Okay. Carla?
Man, Mike Reno. Love
all right. And myself, Richie Sambora.
Bon now, we're,
phone lines are going to be on hold.
Okay.
We're going to get through news and weather. After that, start dialing up 702-739-9636. Caller number 9, if you can spy the lie, you are a winner. Good luck. Playing around to spy the lie. Kevin's on the phone. Go ahead, Kevin. Who do you think it is?
I'm going to guess it's Carla.
Mike Reno from Loverboy.
I'm lying. No, I am actually telling the truth. It was after Junefest several years back, and we hung out afterwards.
And he hit it off.
We actually, it was kind of weird. But yes, we had a blast.
Kevin, try back, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Rosa, what about you? Can you spy the lie?
Carla?
You're just a big, cheap liar.
I'm a big, fat liar because I'm not.
No, I am she actually hung out with Mike Reno.
Yes. Yes, it was after one of our June Fests a few years ago.
Carmen, what about you? Can you spy the lie?
Is it Carla?
No, it's not Carla.
No, it's not.
Wow, everybody thinks you're just this big, fat liar.
I know.
All right, Kevin got through again. Kevin, give it another shot. Go ahead. Who do you think it is?
It's you, Mike.
Yes. Yes, it's me.
You're not even going to try to play along.
No. You know what? I did ride up an elevator with him to a concert.
Right.
And I kind of tapped him on the back.
Did Jody have to tell you who it was?
Well,
who's that guy? Who's that
after
guy?
After we got off the elevator, I tapped him on the back. Hey, Richie, how's it going? And he goes, good. Jody, after we got off the elevator, goes, what's that? And I said, it's about as close as I'll ever get to Heather Locklear. So, Kevin, you got the tickets. You're going to see the Eagles tonight, MGM Grand Garden Arena. These tickets are from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of, sponsored by the Clark County Credit Union. You know, they have low auto loans for only 2.99%. Here you go, Carla. A United flight from D.C. to San Francisco was forced to make an emergency landing in Denver. But a passenger got trapped in the bathroom.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh.
Couldn't get out, so they had to take the plane down.
Hello? I'm somebody.
Do you hear
Hello?
Something? You know what? The doors that give me the hardest time are not the ones that just open like a regular door.
Right.
It's the ones that fold.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And I got to be honest, there have been a couple of times where I thought I wasn't going to be able to get out.
Oh, you know, the worst is when, and this happened to me recently, and we go into turbulence and they're knocking on the door. Ma'am, go back to your seat. Oh, geez. Hold on. Hold on. Do not come in. That happened to me. It's like, I'm so sorry. I just had to pee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I'll
man.
I'll get back in a second.
Yeah, the folding ones, they'll throw you.
They will. A couple of guys in Florida got in a fight over who could take an item out of the neighbor's pile of trash. Okay. There was this big pile of junk.
Right.
And these two guys were kind of duking it out. One guy wound up swinging a samurai sword.
Oh, sure.
At the other guy.
Well, did he just have that with him?
I don't know. I have to dig deeper into this story because I don't know any guy who just happens to have a samurai sword.
Hold on a second. Whoosh. There you go. Back off,
man. I believe this is my trash.
He's got a samurai sword. I can't even open my own scissors because I don't have scissors. He has a samurai sword.
Like Belushi.
Send him to my house. I have a thing of scissors to get open. Yeah, yeah.
Well, that guy was arrested. Ooh-wee. I don't know what happened to the other guy. I guess he got all the junk, so.
Oh, man.
Figure it out.
Okay, well, listen. Ohio police looking for a man, and maybe you can help. He basically used some deodorant, stuck it back on the shelf. Seriously, people.
That's one of my biggest fears. when you buy stuff like that.
Right.
That people have actually done something like that.
I know. I hear you. It's at Giant Eagle grocery store, mm-hmm. Mike. They got it on camera, but they got it off the shelf before anybody could buy it, but they can't find the guy. They can't find the deodorant culprit.
Well, just sniff him out.
That's what I was going to say. Is it you? I don't know. One arm smells good, but yeah. Oh, lordy, lordy.
And that's the kind of thing where you look around first. And
yeah, I know. Is anybody? Yeah. And then just put it back on the shelf. But you got that down, don't you?
I do.
And thieves recently stole 50,000 apples from an orchard in LaPorte, Indiana. They were picked clean. So here's the deal. They cover them at night, like with tarp in this orchard, and they snuck in. All I can picture is that ding, 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 ding. And they're hiding out. And sure enough, they took the tarps down, picked all the apples, loaded up, and left. They think that these culprits are going to use them for either applesauce or apple cider because of that amount, 50,000 apples. You don't just walk off with those to eat.
No.
No, there's some big business involved there. So still looking for those guys, too.
Little ding, ding, ding.
Yes,
ding, ding,
yes, ding. Yes.
Then all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I've got other things that I know that I could do with my time than go steal apples from an orchard.
You have to get all the apples you need. We're gone.
Right over there. Go get them there. It is Friday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Well, his name is Zach Clark. He lives in Belleville, Ohio. He is 16, sophomore. He was landscaping, helping his mom out in the yard. And he heard his neighbor's wife screaming for help. Her husband was working under his Volkswagen and it fell on him. So Zach heard it and he ran over there, lifted the Volkswagen off of her husband enough so he could get out of there.
What?
Gonna be okay. Sustained a few minor injuries, but he's gonna be okay. 16-year-old Zach said, it was just pure adrenaline. He said he does hope to become a firefighter in the future. So, yeah, it's working. Do you have anybody?
Wow.
Uh-oh, somebody needs help, and boom. They say, we were talking about that off the air, they say that adrenaline sometimes kicks in and, you know.
You've heard women do that.
Yes.
And bigger cars than a Volkswagen.
I almost pulled a muscle trying to move the thing at the gym that you lay on to lift the weights. By the way, Angie was there with me. She's like, are you okay? I said, I can't. This thing's so heavy.
Yeah.
And, you know, she rushed to my defense and said, oh, no, it is. It's the heaviest thing to be. Shut up.
See, I can only be there so long to help you games.
I know. It was shortly after you left, too. I was like, I can't. This thing. You know.
And I'm kidding about using that word.
Pick it up so you can get it on the wheels. I can't.
That's a great story. Love stories like that. If you have a feel-good story, we want to. Hold on for a second. If you have a feel-good story that you'd like us to hear about, just submit it to the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. All right. 9:40, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Wendy Rush coming in. She'll have your next chance to score $1,000 to qualify for the $10,000 grand prize in the 10K payday contest. By the way, latest winner, Scotty Hamilton got the call.
Holy cow, are you kidding me? Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, wow. He was stoked.
I love it.
Stoked about getting that call. So, a little about 20 minutes from now, so make sure you're listening for that. Recapping the show, don't forget National Coffee Week. National Coffee Weekend.
Sunday.
All types of specials going on. I think, can we post those on our Facebook page, which you can like and link up with through our website. Also, we found out a lot of people can relate to what happened to Morty this morning. Driving into work, a little too spicy last night.
Oh,
got halfway here and all of a sudden, you know.
I got turned around.
Yeah. Not going to make it.
Oh.
Even Squish was kind of confused this morning.
That's his dog, by the way.
Yeah.
And by the way, Carla did get the package of scissors open. It's not the easiest thing to do, but
no. Yeah, and I apologize to my neighbors. Their garage is gone today. It was not a very loud boom. Let it go.
By the way, don't forget tomorrow, Lucky Duck event. to benefit Positively Kids over at Wet n Wild. Noon to 3, we're going to be there.
Yeah.
If you haven't bought your lucky duck yet, do that on our website, 963KKLZ.com, along with Kevin Jennison from Channel 3. We're going to be out there. So make sure if you're not doing anything, help us out.
Yeah, definitely come on by. It's going to be a little breezy, but don't let that stop you. It's still going to be a nice day out there.
Should be a lot of fun. Have a great weekend. Be careful. Be safe in Israel. Be safe. Just be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.